I'm so glad you're joining me today for Glorious Living, because we're going to get into the Word of God. We're going to have an awesome time. Thank you again for joining me on Glorious Living in Studio C. Today is going to be a sort of a different kind of a Glorious Living, because we're going to talk about Palm Sunday, and I brought Chrissy in with me.
Yes, ma'am, and what an honor it is to be in Studio C to study the Word of God with Pastor Kathy DuPlantis. It's awesome.
And with everybody that's joining us today.
I know.
I've just been looking forward to this time, because we're going to go along with the lines with something that we've had in our magazine.
Yes,
which
it's
is our beautiful magazine that we've been putting out since in the 80s, 1980s.
That's awesome.
Early 80s, and it's, you know, I think that the last time we did the check, over 40 million issues of this, or copies of this, has been distributed all around the world.
And just think of all the lives that have been touched, over 40 million.
Yeah.
I mean, that's it's awesome.
And I think people, their lives have been impacted for eternity because
they
of this.
Have.
This
oh,
is why
blessing.
It's so exciting to be studying the Word. And we're going to take an article, actually, from this magazine, an article that's in here. Many of you may are partners, maybe people that receive our magazine already, so you can grab your issue and maybe study along with us, or maybe there's a digital copy you can get later on and read it for yourself. But we're going to go wherever the Holy Spirit leads us and study the Word of God and learn about what Palm Sunday really means.
I think this is an amazing time to sit down and reflect on Jesus and that triumphal entry, and just the magnitude it has on this Holy Week, how it started it off just so strong, and there was purpose behind everything he did.
I think it's so wonderful. And, you know, if you have a Bible, you can go ahead and grab it. We turn to John chapter 12, because we're going to talk about what Jesus did and what really happened. You know, it's like he stepped out of time into time. It's like they're at the perfect time, God sent Jesus. And this his journey to the cross means so much. And there's a lot of significance behind it. But only Jesus could give us a glorious journey on earth towards our eternal life in heaven.
It's so exciting. And it's the perfect time. As we were talking about, you saying it was his perfect time, perfect moment. This is the perfect moment. There's no mistake that you're tuning in and watching today, because I know that you're going to learn some things that are going to transform your walk with the Lord and strengthen your faith so that you can continue on your journey.
That's so good. You know, I love that. And no matter where you are today, just realize that Jesus is on, you're on a journey yourself. Jesus journeyed to the cross because he had you in mind. He had your deliverance, your victory, your peace, everything that you need in life on his mind, and he still has you on his mind today. And that's why we're studying the Word of God today. You know, every time I look into the Word of God, it just builds me up and strengthens me.
Me too.
And I believe that's what's going to happen for everybody
that's
studying along with us.
That's right. We got our Bibles open. We're ready to rock and roll. I love it.
You know, Palm Sunday, a lot of you may have the similar background as me. I don't know. You didn't grow up Catholic, did you?
No, I did.
Oh, okay.
And so when I read the article in the first paragraph talking about growing up in the Catholic Church, having those palms around the house, we were known to have the palms on the front door, by the window. We actually still kind of do that, too,
as a
remembrance.
You know, we just had landscapers at the house, and they snipped all my palm trees. I don't have those palms, but I could have brought one here. They hauled them away. But the palms were always a significance, and it reminded us about what happened on that day.
Beautiful.
Sometimes people really need that visual. The people that day, they were grabbing the palms because it was like a symbol of their national strength or whatever. Palms were important there when they had... when a dignitary or someone would come through town, they would throw the palms down. It would make the pathway softer, I guess. Maybe they had a lot of ruts in that old hard road, rocky road. But it was something that they were doing to honor Jesus that day, because he was coming into Jerusalem. This was the Sunday before that he went to the rose from the dead, before he went to the cross. So it's not only Palm Sunday, it really begins the Holy Week.
It does.
And we're going to be doing that celebration at Covenant Church, and people, this is airing, I think, on a Friday. And Jesse will be preaching in the church on Palm Sunday.
Yes.
We're so excited about that. I'll be in there as well. And so you'll be able to tune in for that as well.
So
it's so good to know.
It is. And to reflect, I actually, when I read the magazine and I paused for a moment, the imagery of just closing my eyes and picturing Jesus on that donkey, on that donkey's colt, going through the streets, all of the people that were surrounding him with those palms saying, Hosanna. And you mentioned what Hosanna meant, save now, I believe.
Yes.
And to me, that was just so anointed, just to picture it in your mind. I encourage you to think about that. Right. We have beautiful artwork in the magazine that goes with that imagery as well. And Jesus knew what he was about to face,
That's
even
so
in
true.
That moment, that the same people who were saying, Hosanna, some of them would be saying, crucify him.
Right. In fact, the religious leaders of that day didn't like the fact that they were praising him and saying, Hosanna mm-hmm. in the highest, which we were really quoting an Old Testament psalm. Mm-hmm. I think it's Psalm 115 and 118 has mm-hmm. those phrases in there. And this is what they were doing. And they said, make the people stop. He says, if they don't praise, he says, the rocks are going to cry out.
That's right.
So it was so powerful. Let's read in the scripture.
Yes.
Say, you know, this is one of the few incidents in Jesus' life that was reported in all four of the Gospels, and it was the beginning of his journey to the cross. But we're mm-hmm. going to read it in the Gospel of John today, and I hope you have your Bible and you can look there with me. I'm going to read from the Amplified Classic Edition. This is John chapter 12, verse 12, 13, and 14. Mm-hmm. And it says, the next day, a vast crowd of those who had come to the Passover feast heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem. So they took branches of palm trees and went out to meet him. And as they went, they kept shouting, Hosanna, blessed is he that, and praise to him who comes in the name of the Lord, even the King of Israel. And Jesus having, I stopped at 13. Let's continue reading though. It says, and Jesus having found a young donkey just rode upon it, just as it was written in the scriptures. And it's quoting a scripture that says, do not fear, O daughter of Zion. Look, your king is coming, sitting on a donkey's coat.
Wow.
You know, so often people don't realize the significance, the fact that he came in on a colt. Mm-hmm. But a donkey is a symbol of peace.
That's right.
Where normally when warriors or kings would come into a city, they came on a horse,
yeah.
which was more of a war symbol. But he came in peace for the world.
I didn't know that. And mm-hmm. when I read that, it was just like, how fitting. Like, there was purpose in everything he chose to
every
do.
Every detail. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we don't go into it, but other gospels talk about how even before that, how they got the donkey, mm-hmm. how Jesus sent his disciples into the city and said, you go find a man with a mm-hmm. donkey and you tell him that the master has need of it.
Come on.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. And he said, there was a word of knowledge. They just acted on Jesus's word. They didn't understand it, but they walked in, they followed it, and there it was, the donkey, just where Jesus said it would be.
Perfect.
And that he was able to take it and use it for his triumphal entry
yeah.
into Jerusalem.
And
that
the man didn't say, whoa, 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 who are you talking about? He knew. At that moment, he knew.
Well, the Spirit of God
yeah.
leads us and directs us. And, you know, sometimes you don't realize things that you're doing that,
right.
and I look back like that in my own life. I don't mm-hmm. realize at the time that I'm being led by the Spirit. I'm not always aware, but I'm following that inward voice.
Definitely.
And I look back and I say, you know, that was the Holy Ghost guiding
Definitely.
Me.
Definitely.
So the Holy Spirit was leading Jesus every step of the way. You know, I was recently on a Wednesday night, I was talking about how wonderful example Jesus was, because I've been doing a series in the church called Following Jesus.
Yes.
And how I had read how Jesus was always following his Father, because he said, I only do the things that my Father says
That's
to
right.
do, and only say the things my Father tells me to say. He followed his Father every step of the way.
Mm-hmm.
And so all of this was ordered from before the foundation of the world.
Yeah.
They said Jesus would be coming, you know, to die on the cross for our sins, to rescue mankind. So this whole season of Holy Week
yes.
and Easter is so significant.
I
and that's why
it.
I'm glad we're studying this today.
Me too.
And we're just touching on tops of it. You need to really look at the magazine, read the whole article, because it has so
yes.
many teachings that, and I believe that you'll be able to go even deeper when you study for yourself.
Definitely. It's just filled with so much wisdom here at JDM. You mentioned your series, Following Jesus. I have a testimony.
Okay.
It fits perfect because it all connects. It's
yeah.
awesome how everything that you preach on Sunday, Wednesday, and even now, it always points to Jesus.
It's amazing.
Always points to him.
Yes.
And this is a glorious story. It's from part one of your message series, Following Jesus. Someone commented under it. It said, I never knew about how sheep survived in life. Thank you, Kathy, for explaining. Now I understand why sheep need a shepherd, and Jesus is our shepherd.
That's so true.
And that to me is just absolutely amazing, how we hear things growing up, if you grew up a Christian, you hear the shepherd, and you hear these phrases that we're his sheep and all of this. But when you really delve into it, so much revelation in just those little phrases and those little statements, when you really go back into the history of that time, what a shepherd was, what was the purpose behind it,
yes.
You know, and that he was a lamb led to the slaughter. And I know you even mentioned that in your article about how this was at a time where Jesus knew good and well that they were coming in. The lambs were coming in.
Yeah, it was tradition at that time. The people that were coming to celebrate the Passover feast would bring their little lamb, their little fluffy, if you want to call it that.
This was sad, though. This was sweet.
But it was their best.
Yes.
It was the perfect one, the one without blemish, and they would bring it in to be actually inspected by the priests so that it could be that sacrifice that God instituted long ago when he gave them the law that you would do this at the Passover time and that you would sacrifice this lamb. All of that was a foreshadow of Jesus, because no lamb or no animal can wash our sins away.
No.
But it was looking ahead to what would be needed, and that day when when Jesus came in on that donkey, he was the Lamb of God coming into Jerusalem to be sacrificed on the cross for our sins.
Yeah, perfect.
So it was perfect time.
Perfect time, and he was perfect. No sin, and it's just, you know, there's times in life where I say, oh man, I shouldn't have did that, or I messed up again, but then you look towards Jesus who came to teach us his ways, to show you that you can overcome this through me. You know, we can overcome all things through Christ who strengthens us. And
that's
just
so
realizing
good.
That he was on that donkey, he could have chosen that war horse, he could have chosen this noble steed to come through, but he decided to come on that donkey as a representation of the Prince of Peace for his people. And it's just really great.
It is great. And when you realize that Passover was really a celebration of what happened in when Israel was miraculously delivered from Egyptian bondage 400 years before.
That's right.
This was all significant in the minds of the people that day. They knew what was going on. Now, the religious crowd didn't want to hear any of it. And, you know, for a long time before this happened, when Jesus would be in ministering to people or doing something, because this was a pivotal moment in the life of Jesus, and it's all of this before this moment, he wouldn't allow people to praise him or say him. Remember, he'd say, "Don't tell people that I healed you.
Yeah.
Don't speak about it."
He even told his mama. He said, "Listen, my time hasn't come yet.
That's
don't
right.
rush me."
Yeah. That's what he told her in John chapter 2. And then after healing a man that was deaf, that couldn't speak, in Mark 7, the Bible tells us that he charged them that they should tell no man.
Wow.
Keep it quiet. And then in Luke 8, he says, Jesus told the parents of a child that he had was raised from the dead that they should tell no man what was done. But here it was, this point, here he's coming into Jerusalem on that donkey, and the people were shouting praises, shouting Hosanna, those religious rulers tell them shut up.
Yeah.
No, they can't shut up.
Oh,
this was the time we needed to know that the King of Kings had come into Jerusalem for such a time as this.
Yeah, what a vast shift of just saying, hey, don't say anything. But that, once again, that theme of perfect timing.
The perfect timing.
Where he said, no, this is the time that everyone knows I'm here, and I'm their deliverer, I'm their redeemer. And now we shout it from the rooftops here every chance we get.
That's
I love
right. We're doing
here.
It through every platform. We're doing it through broadcast media.
Yes.
We're doing it through our magazines,
everything.
Books and tapes, things that are going out, or CDs.
Brother people. Jesse and you traveling all over the world globally.
I know, and we have plans coming just in May and June, I think, the end of May, to go to Australia. And all of this is made possible by our wonderful partners. So thank you, partners, for helping us. You're a part of this.
Yeah.
You're a part of getting this message out, letting the world know that Jesus has come. He died for our sins, and he has a great life for all of us, a glorious life. And, you know, those of you that are not a partner, you can become one. And there's so many ways to give. All of that information is on the screen. You can always go to JDM.org, use PayPal, text to give, or you could select giving on the JDM app, which is my favorite way, because you don't have to get out of it to go. You could keep watching it, whatever you're watching, or you can mail in your donation. But thank you so much for being a part of what God is doing through this ministry for 49 years.
Wow, it's absolutely amazing.
That's right. We've been reaching people and changing lives one
soul at a time.
Every soul is important to God and also to us. That's why we read those testimonies.
I know. I love receiving these testimonies. And if you you have one, if you've been inspired to live a life of faith through Jesse Duplantis Ministries, we want to hear from you. You can comment below. We have a whole team of people. They're really great people, by the way. Team JDM's awesome. They're ready to pray with you, believe with you, and rejoice with you. You know, we collect these testimonies. Some of them appear in the magazine. Mm-hmm. Some of them we read on different shows, boardroom chats, and then there's some that are broadcasted on television. So just please, I encourage you to comment them or to send them to partnercare@jdm.org. We want to rejoice with you because the same Jesus that went down that pathway that everyone mm-hmm. was saying, Hosanna in the highest, he lives in us.
That's so
and I
true.
Think that realizing that today is just what you need to walk through any situation you may be facing.
That's so good. I love that. You know, and that day when they were proclaiming Jesus, they went to the Word, and we need to go continually go to the Word and find out what he said. And I want to read that scripture. Let's turn to Psalms 118. If you have a Bible, I'd like you to turn there as well. Psalms 118, we're going to read two or three verses from that psalm. Mm-hmm. In fact, I have it right here on my iPad. So you're going to get to it?
I'm here.
Psalms 118, because, you know, that was a pivotal moment. In God's perfect timing, at the precise foreordained moment from eternity, Jesus presented himself officially to the nation as the Messiah and God and the Son of God.
Yes.
And his actions that day proclaimed his mission in a way that was unmistakable. And Psalms 115 through 118 were traditionally sung during the Passover time, mm-hmm. during that meal. And the people who were singing it that day had to have had some understanding of the significance of that moment. So I want us to read a section of that today because it's so important. Mm-hmm. And verse 22 through 26 says this. It says, "The stone which the builders refused is become the headstone of the corner. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Save now, I beseech thee, O Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, send now prosperity. Blessed be he that cometh in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you out of the house of the Lord."
Ooh, that's
I love that.
Wonderful.
It's so powerful to realize what was said that day.
Yeah.
And this word Hosanna means, which I think it says it in another translation, mm-hmm. When he rode into the donkey that day and the crowds were shouting Hosanna, that means save now.
Save now. Yes,
yes.
I love it. And that's exactly what we need to do here in 2025.
Yeah.
Lord, save now.
Yes, I need help.
I need help, me. Jesus.
Jesus knew that we couldn't save ourselves.
That's right.
And I'm so thankful for that day way back in 1973 when I gave my heart to the Lord.
Isn't
and I said,
amazing?
"Lord, save me now." I really didn't even understand what the word saved meant mm-hmm. back then. Today I have a stronger, clear understanding of what it means, but I'm still learning every day.
I love
still it. The depth of what all that means. And I don't think I'll fully understand it until I get to heaven one day.
Yeah, you're
when
right.
he comes back for his church. I believe the rapture is the next great thing on the prophetic clock in the for the church.
Yes.
And I'm looking forward to the day when he comes back in the clouds. I believe that's going to happen.
Yes.
And then he's going to shout, you're going to hear that shout, and the dead in Christ are going to rise first. Then we'll be caught up together with him in the air. You know, we're still in this time where Jesus came to give this message.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have this responsibility as
That's
believers
right. yes, ma'am.
To keep spreading this message that Jesus has come and he's here for you. What was the message that he preached everywhere he went?
Mm-hmm.
The kingdom of God is
at hand.
But he'd tell them, repent.
Yeah.
So we have to change our way of doing things and begin doing things the way God wanted us
I
to.
I love that. I think that's the key to everything, that repentance, that coming to him and saying, save now, help me, Lord, I need you.
Yeah.
Everything I'm doing isn't working in my own strength. Come into my life and change me from the inside out. I love when it says, oh, Lord, I pray, send now prosperity. That's the blessing.
Yes.
And it's available now. And I feel like a lot of people get so discouraged by life. They don't see their results manifest as best they want, and they get really sad and discouraged, and they give up. And if that's you today, just know that this word is the same yesterday, today, and forever, just like Jesus. And it's a send now prosperity. And so I believe that the blessing of God is here and now, and that people who are watching, if you feel weary and well-doing, you feel like giving up, just know that God can send you that blessing, that overwhelming blessing. It's for you. It's available. And that's what glorious living is. That's what it's
so
all
true.
About.
And that's a true prosperity. is knowing Jesus.
Yes.
A lot of people seek the provision without seeking the provider.
That's wonderful.
They seek the healing without looking for that healer. Mm-hmm. And it's all so empty. You know, you may get prosperity. You may learn how to figure out things in the world and get blessed. But if you don't know God, you really don't have anything.
That's
and
right.
What did Jesus say? If you gain the whole world, but you lose your soul, you know, you've lost it all.
You forget about it.
Forget about it. There's nobody wants to do that.
No,
we
ma'am.
Came to give light. In fact, Jesus came to be the light of the world. That's
yes.
what he says. I am the light of the world. I am the good shepherd. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Mm-hmm. He made these powerful statements because he wanted us to know that he is here for us today. No matter what darkness you may be going through mm-hmm. today, no matter what difficulty maybe you need, you're looking for that good shepherd. He wants to lead you and guide
Jesus.
You into all truth.
Yes.
And, if you're at a loss for answers or how to manage life, mm-hmm. we have the great life giver, Jesus Christ, that's available for the asking.
Yeah.
And it's so simple. Let's just do that
yes,
now
I'd
to lead
that.
Those, because I believe
yes.
there may be some that maybe have been hearing about Jesus, but have never made that personal mm-hmm. commitment. Everybody has to make this commitment for themselves. I can't do it for you. You
exactly.
can't do it for me. I can't do it for you. But you can say these prayers with your heart. The Bible says if you believe in your heart and you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, you will be saved. So let's do that for
yes,
now.
I
Father,
love it. Thank
we
you, Jesus.
I just pray with everybody that is watching along with me today. Lord, I just trust you, Lord, to touch them right where they are. Lord, I just pray that they would say these words after me. Father, I come to you
Father,
in the name of
Jesus.
I repent of my sin. Come into my life. Write my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. I want to be with you in heaven one day. And I pray this to the Father. Lord, I receive my salvation. I receive all that you have came to give to me. Lord, I give you honor and praise today in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for writing my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. I receive it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Ooh,
hallelujah.
Amen.
You know,
wow, powerful.
If you prayed that prayer, I want to hear from you. I want to hear your comments because I remember when I prayed the prayer, but you know, I don't remember the words I said.
Yeah.
But when your heart cries out to God, God does change you.
Definitely.
And I remember being so totally changed from that day. It was like the light, not just the light bulb, it's like stadium lights went
it's
on.
That's right.
And my life was forever changed. And I believe that's what's happening to so many of you that prayed that prayer.
I love it. I love when Boss says when he does his altar calls and his meetings, he usually goes, you made it. And he yeah. says, I'll see you and maybe you'll live next door to me in heaven.
Yeah,
and
he says, I'll be at your house every day.
I think that's just absolutely amazing to think that you have eternity
yeah.
to bask in the love of the Father. You don't have to wait till then. You can start now.
Yeah.
And you can just delve into the Word. I love when you say that, Miss Kathy. Like, we have the manual. We have everything we need in the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
And if people feel a little overwhelmed by it and they think, well, I don't know where to begin, crack open this Bible and start reading and let the Lord and let the Holy Spirit lead and guide you to those scriptures that are going to give you that life. To like you said, it's the light. It
mm-hmm.
shines in the darkness. And
That's
we have
so true.
A responsibility now to keep studying, to keep seeking, keep asking, mm-hmm. and keep knocking because it's all so good, filled
right.
with good stuff.
That's so good. I want to read another scripture before we go on
yes.
because Jesus came to be the light of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And since we're studying the Word together, let's do this. We're still
I'm loving this. Yes, I'm loving
I
it.
You think we ought to do more of these?
I'm positive we should do more of these. You let us know.
Yes.
Are you enjoying this?
Did you
this?
Enjoy the studies?
Yes,
times?
Let us know.
We'll still
we'll
do
study.
Some interview segments on Glorious Living,
yes.
but from time to time we'll be doing these as well.
I
We've done these
needed.
In the past.
Yeah.
But it's good to do
I mean,
it
who gets to go to work and study one-on-one with Pastor Kathy and Brother Jesse?
Aww.
This is really an awesome opportunity. So I'm ready to do some more whenever
good.
You are.
Well, you know, this is Jesus came at the perfect time, mm-hmm. and he is a perfect Savior.
Amen.
And he came to bring us a perfect salvation. He came to bring light to the darkness of this world and give us perfect salvation to all that will believe in him.
Yeah.
And those of you that prayed this prayer, this is what just happened to you.
Yes.
And then Hebrews chapter 2, verse 10, the Amplified Classic says this. It says, for it was an act worthy of God and fitting to the divine nature that he who for whose sake and by whom all things have their existence, in bringing many sons into glory, should make the pioneer of their salvation perfect, should bring to maturity the human experience necessary to be perfectly equipped for his office as high priest through suffering. So it's really speaking about Jesus when he came in on that donkey.
Mm-hmm.
He was the perfect sacrifice. Not only was he the perfect sacrifice, he was the high priest that
That's
day.
That's right.
He offered his own blood on the altar of, and the Bible says that when he died, the curtains that separated that Holy of Holies was torn in two.
And that was a pretty thick curtain,
it
from
was.
What I understand.
It was. That signified that we could come boldly to the throne of grace and receive whatever it is that we need. Why? Because the light of the world had come in.
That makes me want to shout. Glory.
Go ahead.
Glory. It's so good when you think about the symbolism and mm-hmm. everything that just over the course of biblical history from the foundation of the world, how it was already said he was the Lamb slain before the foundation of the world.
That's so good.
That the Lord sent his only begotten son. Mm-hmm. To me, as a parent now, I can't even imagine making that choice, but the Lord knew that he wanted us to be with him in eternity. He
yes.
desires. And then when you start thinking about, wait, me? Lord, you want me? You desire to be with me and to have this personal, close relationship with me? I'm just Chrissy in Destrehan, Louisiana right now. Living life. But he views us with such love.
He has such care because yeah. he recognized that because of sin, all of the world was in darkness.
Mm-hmm.
And all of us needed the light.
That's
we
right.
We needed Jesus in our life.
That's so
Amen.
Beautiful. Amen.
Take it over. I got a call.
Oh, I love it. Well, I just get so excited because Palm Sunday is coming up. And I know that Boss is going to have such an amazing message to share that's
yeah.
anointed.
Mm-hmm.
And it's great to talk about this now and to carry it through all through the year. You
That's
know,
it's, so good.
It's Holy Week, but when we're focusing on it now, but never forget that triumphal entry of Jesus going in on that donkey.
Yeah, he came in so that he would give us a new life, and this is why we do glorious living.
That's right.
It's basically he came and he led the way, and we're following him.
We're following Jesus.
His example. We're taking up the torch mm-hmm. of evangelism. We're spreading the good news that Jesus loves you.
Yeah.
He came to give you a wonderful life, a glorious life, and if you believe in him, you will be changed forever, and you'll be able to spend eternity with him.
Oh, yes.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. I know, just sitting here and chatting with you about this, Miss Kathy, it's reigniting something in me to really embrace this time and
Amen.
To study and to tell my family members and my friends who may not be as familiar. Maybe
right.
they've been stuck in religion and they just think of it as a duty to go get their palm tree
yeah.
and put, which is awesome. Believe me, I love the palm trees. I think it's great. But to really dig deep into history,
what happened
and why was it so meaningful for the people of that day? You know, we recently talked about Passover, but how it all carries through.
It
That's
does.
All connected. And our God is so detail oriented and so perfect, and he had plans to walk this out in perfection, and he has a plan for your life.
That's so true.
That's detail oriented and full of goodness and mercy and love and grace.
That's so good. Mm-hmm. And as we close today, I want to let you know that as you celebrate Palm Sunday this year, take time to tell a few people about that journey to the cross that Jesus made mm-hmm. for all of us.
Mm-hmm.
He came at the perfect time as a perfect Savior to give a perfect salvation for everyone that would believe in him. And only Jesus can give us a glorious journey on earth and a marvelous life in heaven. Isn't that wonderful?
Oh, praise God. That was a marvelous teaching.
Amen.
Yeah.
Well, it's a glorious life we have.
It's a glorious life.
And I believe that God has touched your life today
yes.
and that you'll never be the same.
Yeah.
And remember that this Holy Week is something that we can celebrate and give honor to God. And when we do that, it gives glory to him.
That's right.
The whole world needs to take notice of what Jesus did.
That's right.
And the only way that's going to happen if all of us we'll raise our voice and declare his goodness.
He is good. We
Amen.
Love Jesus and we love you. Thank
yes.
you so much for joining us.
Thank you for being here today. I'll see you next week right here in Studio C. Bye-bye.
This media is copyrighted by Jesse Duplantis Ministries for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this media or of any pictures or accounts without Jesse Duplantis Ministries' consent is strictly prohibited.